Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, personal revelations of my life's insanities. Yeah, that's when you get to laugh at me. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. I think I need hearing aids, too. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
That's what I said. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Who knows? You only got to put up with it for 23 more years. You can do it. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? Because if you do, call us, 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE. We've got sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show. That was great. Simple, yet effective. Excellent. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. Taking phone calls on top of that. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Man, I wish we had some of that stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, the show is loaded like a baked potato.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit teamkiaofelcajon.com.
No one in San Diego should be hungry this Thanksgiving. $1.67 is all it takes to set another place at the table. Hi, I'm Herb Johnson, President and CEO of the San Diego Rescue Mission. You can provide delicious Thanksgiving dinners for hungry men, women, and children who are homeless this holiday season. Please make a gift today. Last year, I met Linda and her little boy, Timmy, and baby daughter, Caitlin, at our last Thanksgiving banquet. They were homeless, yet so grateful for their delicious turkey dinner and care package. Since then, Linda and her children have been living here at the Rescue Mission in the Women and Children's Center, thriving in their supportive environment. It all began with that Thanksgiving dinner. Your gift today can help turn other families' lives around. Remember your brothers and sisters in San Diego this Thanksgiving.
To give today, visit sdrescue.org or call 888-SD-RESCUE.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Many of us believers still get stuck or caught up in certain sins and behaviors that are destructive. Hey, David Spoon here. In 36 years of being a Christian, I've learned a few things. And at times, we need extra help to break through the slavery of addictions. When I first met Tommy Hawthorne from Genesis Recovery, we immediately connected because his heart to help those in the bondage of addiction was genuine. The people of Genesis Recovery work with the most difficult cases, and they help the walking wounded get a new start, a new beginning. Redemption and sobriety are their weapons, and the battles are being won every day.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hawthorne. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. If you'd like to help us reach and equip those at the brink, consider joining our mission. You can donate goods and services or sponsor a scholarship with a financial donation, and we can always use your prayers. You can contact me directly at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com. Give the gift of freedom and set the captives free. In Jesus' name.
Think of all the innovations that have made things better. From the rocket...
That's one small step for man.
...to the smartphone.
You are nearing your destination.
Innovations move us forward, and now there's one for your mortgage. We are Cash Call, the mortgage lender that's designed to save. Thanks to our unique process and low overhead, today's Cash Call 15-year fixed rate is 2.99%, 3.026 APR, and our fee is just $495 to close any loan, anytime. Call us at 866-590-CASH, and you may save money with a lower monthly payment. Pull tens of thousands of dollars out of your home, or maybe even do both. So call 866-590-CASH and watch your savings really take off. Because at Cash Call, we're designed to save. Call 866-590-CASH today.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
In this sad position where I lie from the corner of my eye.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Lots to tell you because of all the different things that we got going on in the show. First of all, we have a special guest in the studio right now, but you got to hold your breath before I tell you who that is. At 3 o'clock today, we're going to have a pastor who's taking on the Southern Law Poverty Center, the people that can't stand Christians in any capacity and call every Christian group a hate group. That's going to be fascinating because he's got a national case that he's going to be talking a little bit about and how we can all help participate and pray for this gentleman who's willing to go against a stronger Goliath, a war chest of $280 million he's fighting against. Just to be able for Christians to be able to say, I happen to believe that the word of God is the word of God. It's the truth, and I stand by it. It's the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. Because this guy believes that he's going to be fighting on this one particular case. You get into this, it's really heavy-duty stuff. That's at 3 o'clock. At 2:30, I'm sharing part of a testimony that I've never shared before. I felt like the Lord really... last night told me I needed to share it. If I'm missing him or misunderstanding him, I apologize, but it's very, very intense, and it has to do with me and the police. Uh-oh. So, yeah, it's okay. Everybody relax. And then we also have another guest on at 3:30 after that. But right now in my studio, with her wonderful presence, her excellent spirit, is our very own Ruth Fuentes, who is the grand coordinator, no matter what they say. She's the grand coordinator for everything La Jolla Gateway Team Thrive and Financial, period. She's the one. It all runs through you. How you doing?
I'm good, David. How are you?
Good. Now, I always like it when people come and they have some sense of good news.
Yeah.
And you have an event.
I do.
That I consider good news, primarily because it has the word holiday food party in it.
Exactly.
Talk to me.
On December 11th, we want to appreciate senior pastors. We believe that pastors are not only the hardest working individuals around, no offense to anybody else, but we also think that sometimes they're not appreciated enough. So Thriving Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team has put together a luncheon for senior pastors and or their wife and a ministry leader that they want to bring along. It's on December 11th at 11:30 a.m. at the Rancho Bernardo Inn, and it's totally an appreciation luncheon. So there's no long presentation. There's going to be nothing else than just Christmas music, gifts, and just thank you for everything you do.
Okay. Now that, first of all, that sounds like an excellent party, but I know what somebody's going to ask me. As soon as I'm off the air, they're going to go, is this like one of those presentations where they try to get us to buy like real estate? Is this one?
No. And that's why I said there's no long presentation. So it's just an appreciation. We in the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial work with a lot of congregations. We service a lot of congregations with different workshops, different things we do for churches. We're not for profit. That doesn't mean we're profitable. We are profitable. It's just the not-for-profit. It's the tax bracket we hold. And we still, you know, we want to appreciate pastors. We believe in the ministry. We believe that, you know, that what they do is hard work. And we just want to say thank you. So no long presentation. So please don't be scared to call in and RSVP.
All right. So a couple things you got to know about RSVPing, because you cannot do this by osmosis. We tried it before, and we understand that going to events by osmosis doesn't really work.
Right.
So here's the bottom line. You can either call them at the 858-455-5227 number.
That's correct.
Right?
Yes.
So 85. Dave, you say numbers too fast. Okay, I'll do it slower. 858-455-5227. Or they can email you, can't they?
Exactly. They can email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
Okay. And so for those that are out there going, oh, yeah, you want to spell that for me? Yes. Ruth.Puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, at Thrivent.com. So here's the thing you don't want to miss, because some people out there are going, wait. Well, I'd like to, can my senior pastor go? Yes.
Yes.
Your senior pastor can go. Your senior pastor and his wife.
Yes.
And they're allowed to bring another couple? Is that, or another ministry?
Another ministry leader if they want to. So I don't know if anyone has ever been to the Rancho Bernardo, and it's a beautiful venue.
Yeah.
And it's just the time for them to relax and talk to other pastors and share what they're doing. And yes, they can bring another ministry leader that they want to treat for a nice luncheon.
Okay. Now here's the thing that for those that don't know how nice the Rancho Bernardo Inn is, even the cheese for the mice is on little silver trays.
Yeah, it is.
How's that? That's pretty nice, huh?
It is. It's really
nice. I just told that joke to somebody yesterday. So it just seems
beautiful. It's a beautiful venue.
Beautiful. Yes, and you guys are feeding them.
We're feeding them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're going to like bless them with some gifts, bless them with some little, you know, appreciations.
That's
and really,
right.
It's your guys' way to say, hey, we know it's hard. We know you're not getting, I mean, out of 1,000 people, it's more than likely you're getting, you know, a couple of attaboys, appreciate, and so on and so forth. This is kind of like a general way to say we want to cover in some of that lacking when people aren't giving you enough of a pat on the back.
Yeah. Well, David, a lot of pastors can't afford going to places like this sometimes. And a lot of the times they don't tell us as church members. They kind of just live with that. And, you know, we want to treat them to a nice place because we believe that they deserve it. And so this is our way of saying, you know, God sees everything you do, and he's using us to say thank you.
That's cool. You know, I can really tell, you know, sometimes you and I talk and we've been, I think it's been over a year that we've had,
just about.
You know, had some interaction. But I can really tell that when we talk about the pastors, you really get like it. You can see there's a part of you that kind of comes out and like, oh, this is going to go. And it's like, it makes me think like that you've really been blessed by people in ministry or pastors have really made a difference in your life to the point where your life is a completely different life. Is that true?
Well, my dad's a pastor.
Yeah.
And so
that's a good start. Then, huh?
There was times where we couldn't go out to eat, and there was times where it was really hard. And so, and I know that being a pastor, it's not always good. It's not always you have everything together. You can go to restaurants. And a lot of times it is. A lot of times you can. But for those that can and for those that can, for both of them, we're here to just say thank you.
Yeah, that's super cool. Now, we still have some time left. I got a couple questions I want to ask you, but I'm not going to give you a hard time. She's already going, oh no. I think we talked about it a little before, and I did mention that when you come back, I was going to kind of pry a little deeper. I want to just like your story about how you made a decision for the Lord. How did you come into that place where you're like, it's not just an idea. I mean, you grew up with a father who's a pastor. That had to be a big part of the
leap. It was a start, but it wasn't the decision maker.
See, now that's, I loved hearing what it is that brings people to the decision.
Yeah, it wasn't that. And I think God is an intimate God, and he deals with us intimately and on a personal level. So being a pastor's kid is not always the greatest thing to start off a relationship with God. Sometimes, you know, you're bitter because of things that go, you know, on at church, and you're the one that's looked at and all of that. And so I went through my little rebellious stage and all of that that I think everybody goes through.
So you went through, just because my dad's a pastor doesn't mean I'm going to be involved in anything like that.
Exactly.
I got news for you. I make my own mind. I'm my own person. I'm
exactly.
Mr. or Mrs. Independent.
Exactly. You know, exactly. And it didn't work.
Yeah. That didn't work for you that long?
That didn't work. No.
All right. So what happened that brought you to a point where you realized you had to make a decision?
So I had I had an encounter with God. I went through a really dark place where at the age of 14, I was abused by a leader, a ministry leader. And it's very personal, but it's a testimony because I believe that the word of God says we overcome by the word of our testimony.
Yes.
And so, and that brought me to, and I just said, never again, I'm never going to trust any other leader because of this that happened to me. And God turned that into a testimony. So, I had an encounter with the Lord and I forgave and I learned the power of forgiveness. And when I learned that I can forgive anybody and that God forgave me. And that made me just follow that person that will forgive you, you know, in the darkest of your moments. And
did you, when you went through that, did you for a little while, were you mad?
I was.
I mean, that's typically what, I mean, when I, you know, when I went through, even as a Christian, I went through the cult experience and it was like, I wouldn't say I was mad. I was furious, actually, I would say.
Absolutely. At 14, you better believe I was mad. At 14, I was, and I was mad till probably 16 or 17.
Yeah.
And then after that, I just started to seek the Lord and just find guidance and forgiveness and find who I was, because a lot of people out there don't know who they are. And I think when you finally realize who you are in God, things just change. Your perspective changes. Your way of seeing life changes. So and so that's what happened. That was just, of course, one thing.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what made me.
That got you on the journey to a better place to get to the journey.
Yeah. And after that, I just said, there's nothing better than God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go to your dad's church, or was he still pastoring when you decided to go back in? Like when you were 18, 19, 20, was your dad pastoring?
I was. I actually went back to my dad's church, and I served under him for many, many years until he moved to North County. And so,
wow. See, my kids, they made their decision and they were all independent. And then I had a church. They're like, well, I'm not going to your church. I'm like, thanks,
and you know what?
Kids.
That's normal, David.
I know. When I find out.
You don't want to go to your parents' church.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I mean, the truth is, I really didn't enjoy going to my parents' temple. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Well, such is life. All right, let's back to the party. We've only got a couple minutes. So I want to make sure everybody knows what's going on. There's a party. It's taking place December 11th. That's a Thursday.
Yes.
Okay, so December 11th. Just register your brain. Ding, 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 ding. In fact, truth is, I think I'm going to be attending this.
Oh, so, very cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to be there. Although I don't know if my wife can get off. We're trying to figure that out. December 11th. It's 11. It says 11, but it's 11:30 to 1,
and,
isn't it?
Yep, and we have a little bit of time to mingle. So, you know, we want other pastors to talk to other pastors and share what. You know, what's going on in their ministry.
Cool. And then this is the thing, folks. If you want, if you're listening, you're thinking, gosh, I wish my senior pastor can go to that.
Mm-hmm.
He can.
Yeah.
You've got to make the contact there. You've got to make the reservation, because they don't just hold open reservations.
Please RSVP. Yeah, I can't emphasize.
You got to RSVP.
Yes.
858-455-5227. It's 858-455-5227. Or you can send Ruth an email at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com. So ruth.puentes, P-U-E-N-T-E-S, @thrivent.com.
Yes.
And if you're hearing all this and you're like going, it's too confusing, I don't know what to do, you can always call the station and talk to Brian Smith, and Brian will direct you towards Ruth, and that might be an easy route for those that are going,
correct,
I can figure that out.
So we exactly. can help.
And it's a party, so it's free. It doesn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. It's not a timeshare thing where you go to one room and then they're going to do the timeshare. You go to another room, it's another timeshare. How did that happen?
No.
Anyway, so it's an opportunity for Thrivent Financial to give back to the pastors and say, thanks for the work.
Yeah.
Thanks for the labor, right? Is that a good way to say it?
Bring your wife and it could be a nice date.
Yeah, there you go. And I bet it's good.
Yeah. So,
again, for all the people that don't know, Thrivent usually... quality material.
So pretty, I mean, that's
pretty good quality.
Yes.
All right. Wasn't that fun?
Yes.
You have a good time?
Was
I nice to you?
Very nice.
All right. Next time I'll be mean. All right, folks. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got a DDD, and the rest of this show is just going to fly. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
My name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting.
And I'm his wife, Brittany, who just had a beautiful baby girl, Brielle Maria Giacalone.
Honestly, it's the best thing that's ever happened to us. One of the things we wanted to do was to thank all the KPRZ listeners.
Our business has grown a lot lately, and we're very, very thankful.
So we wanted to pay it forward. Current Solar Contracting will donate $100 for every in-home consultation booked for the first 20 homeowners, and $500 for every contract signed to Toys for Joy right here in San Diego.
Especially having a newborn baby, we really wanted to give back to the kids. They're so cute and they deserve to have a great experience. And what better way to pay it through Toys for Joy?
Help us reach our goal of $10,000 by December 13, 2014. Let's give back. Let's give joy to those who need it most, the kids.
Join the Current Solar family and help put a smile on a child's face. Call 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsolarsd.com. Right, baby Ellie?
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. You've heard me for many years tell you what I believe is the best investment, no questions asked. Because, well, good like stock market growth without the risk of losing principal and interest no matter how far the market could fall. Gold, silver, stocks, real estate can all lose. Don't wait for another catastrophe like in 2008 when millions were lost. Roll over those IRAs, 401k, SIPs, or any money you want to keep safe. One of the biggest concerns people say is, Craig, I don't want your index product because it ties up my money. Well, not anymore. I have a new product. Most index products have penalties if you bail out early, and you could lose some principal. This product lets you have all your original investment back anytime you want to bail out. So now you have instant liquidity. And the best reason to do this is you get an immediate 6% bonus added to your initial investment. 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
The weather is finally changing and it's about to get cold. Well, cold Southern California style. Plus, the holidays are coming. Now, imagine having a house full of family and friends over and you turn on your heater for the first time in I don't know how long and you get that smell. You know the one. It's like all the dust blowing out and pet dander and who knows what else. Furnaces and heaters are one of the biggest culprits of indoor air pollution. Your family and friends deserve to breathe clean, warm air. And so do you. Now, my friends, Ken and Tina Starr at Home Comfort USA have the solution. For only $49, they'll send a technician to your home to complete a full furnace safety inspection. In addition, they'll perform a 32-point tune-up on your furnace. This $49 furnace safety check and tune-up will keep your family safe and warm all throughout the holidays, all while saving you money and improving the comfort in your home. Call Ken and Tina at Home Comfort USA at 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637. 858-866-8637.
CSLB number 974908.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
So many Christians tell me that they are worried about their financial future. We all want to be good stewards, but often get lost in the process. At our law firm, business and family estate planning are really a way of providing peace of mind. Others have a will or trust in place, but these are disconnected from the other pieces of their financial life. See what a difference a multidimensional team approach can make for you. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call me. Let's sit down and take care of everything for you.
Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. They'll help you put your financial house in order with God's kingdom in mind. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call 888-738-3184.
Be the first to shop Nordstrom Rack's newest designer arrivals. You'll find Fry, Cole Haan, BCBG, Hudson, Vince, Theory, True Religion, and a lot more of the designers you love. But hurry, with names like this, they'll go fast. Visit your local Nordstrom's Rack or nordstromsrack.com.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Oh, so much stuff going on. We're going to get right to it. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our very good friends Tom and Brittany. And they call her Baby B or Baby Briella or Brielle. It's Briella Maria Jacqueline. I don't know. Let's just call her Baby B because she can be Baby B and then we have Chef B and then that makes sense. And then,
I was just going to say the same thing.
And then we have Boy, you know, Chef Boy RD and then you've got everything. You got everything covered. There's nothing missing. Anyway, current
story. And next to me, I have Ronnie B.
Ronnie B. Hey, is he from Ohio State? Current Solar Contracting is sponsoring this particular segment. And I just want to remind you that if you have any idea that your bill can be lowered, if you're just like, can my bill really be lowered? Your $220 electric bill can be $100. If you just give Current Solar Contracting the opportunity to look and do a free analysis, and when they do that free analysis, they're donating $100 to Toys for Joy. So it's a great way to be part of a giving
process. And every sale they make between now and the 13th of December, they're giving $500 right off the top to Toys for Joy, just so that they can give toys out to kids and bless kids just because they just had a kid. And they are overwhelmed with joy and gratefulness. And so it's a really cool little thing that they're doing. It really is. You want to give them a call at 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Also, you can go to currentsd.com. That's their website, currentsd.com. Or go to a search engine, type in Current Solar Contracting. It's super easy to do the free analysis. It's painless. There's no big deal. You won't be going, oh, it's going to take forever. No, it's not. Really simple stuff. Do want to give a shout out to somebody we interviewed. Remember we had that interview a while back? That's the new form of English that I just invented. Anyway, we did a kind of a nice interview with Paul Kateson, who was involved with the film called Antique Prayers. And we were doing some promo, trying to encourage it, encourage people to get involved. It turns out that he sent me an email letting me know that December 3rd, which happens to be my birthday, they're going to be doing an opportunity at Ultra Star Cinemas, which is at 7510 Hazard Center Drive. They're going to be doing a screening of the movie. I guess that's what's taking place. And my understanding is if you buy tickets ahead of time, it's only $5. If you purchase them at the door, it's $10. It's a great opportunity to see this movie. It's a 50-minute narrative film that explores the power of prayer as a family man endures tremendous adversity, yet still maintaining hope and reinforcing the true Christmas spirit. Wow. Here's what you got to do. You got to go to antiqueprayers.com, get some information on that. That's cool, right? All the proceeds, they're going to help do a Christmas party for foster children in the San Diego youth. So it's totally solid. You'll be participating in ministry. You'll get be blessed by this movie, and you'll get an opportunity to really encourage little kids and young kids that they could have a little bit of a party. That's all that stuff's good. If anybody wants to be like, oh, I can't do this. The reason we go through 20, 30, 40 different things is you might want to do one of them. You might want to do something. It's doing something is better than doing nothing. Thank you very much. All right. So antiqueprayers.com. Big shout out over to Paul. By the way, his number is 760-703-2051. But antiqueprayers.com, that's the way to do the access. Okay? Okay. All right. You ready for a DDD? You think you can handle this?
I'm here. I'm ready. Ohio State, Ron's next door. I think we're ready to blow his mind.
He's going to like this. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 45. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 45. Here you go. And then, by the way, in the next segment, I'm going to tell that story that I've never told before. Really wild story you're going to hear. Here's what Matthew 5, 43 through 45 says. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Now, this is the most powerful and the most well-known and most read sermon of all human existence, the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus comes into the Sermon on the Mount. We didn't even go through all the Beatitudes. We're going to go back and hit a couple of those later on. But I want to get to this Matthew 5 part, because this is the part that blows people away. Because we have this command from the Lord to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, love our neighbors, and love ourselves. But Jesus comes in and goes, except for this part here. You know how you used to think hate your enemy was okay? Not okay. It's not okay to hate your enemy. You can disagree with your enemy, but you can't hate him. You have to love your enemy. And if you're sitting there listening to Jesus teach this message on the Sermon on the Mount, you're scratching your head going, I got to love who? I got to love my enemy? Are you what? Let's just get the fact out on the table that people need to understand. To love your enemy is impossible apart from being connected to God. It's impossible to do. I can't even love, apart from God, I can barely love myself from time to time. But loving your enemy is going to a place that none of us really understand unless you're connected to God and you recognize how much love he has for you and why you would have that love in you to spare where you'd be able to give love to an enemy. I do want to make this statement because we do have a Baptist type of audience, a lot of Baptists, a lot of Pentecostals, a lot of in between. You know, we talk about spiritual gifts, and we talk about all these different elements. There's no greater spiritual gift in the universe, of all the universe, than the resurrection of the dead. So we know that's the biggest and greatest. But this one, this is like number two. Loving your enemy is a grand spiritual gift because it's tough. And if you do it, try and do it apart from God, you will fail every time. But in Christ, connected to Jesus, you can do it. But then he doesn't stop there because he doesn't just go, hey, yeah, love your enemies. Okay, I'm leaving. Bye, folks. Bye. Jesus doesn't do that. He says, no, I want you to love your enemies. And then he tells you how to love them. I want you to pray for them. And then he says, I want you to pray for those who persecute you. Now, you think about people that persecute you. It could be your boss, could be leaders in a church, could be people that you work for, people that you owe money to, can be your friends, can be your family. Your family can persecute you. You ever notice
that? But what if in your prayer, you know in your heart you don't mean it?
Ah, that's not now. That's the honest. See, I like when you ask honest questions like that. You want to know why? Because it gives you a chance to review it. That's at that moment, if you think, I really want to have that in me, but I don't think I have that in me, then you stop and you say to the Lord, please put that in me. Because you can't do better than you have to get it from God. You see what I'm saying? No matter what we do in this Christian walk, it has to come connected from God. And if you feel like you're lacking in this and you're reading what Jesus says and you're like, I'm not there. Then tell him, I want to be there. I'm not there. Help me get there. You can count on a couple of prayers being answered. That's one of them. You can count on that. Just as sure as when you said, please receive me, and he said, yes, this next one, the next most potent prayer and most powerful response is, Lord, make me more like you. Okie dokie. It's like the Lord loves that. And we need to pray for those people. And you know what? Sometimes praying for people will help you. Listen to this. No, praying for people will help you develop a love for those people. That's a whole nother process. When you're praying for somebody, you join for their benefit. You're asking God. You begin to take on, in its own form, a sense of love for them. And here's what he says at the end of all this, because this stuff's wild. It's crazy stuff. He says, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. Jesus says you go through this process. You want to know why? Because it helps you understand God better, and it helps you get more closely connected to God. So you love your enemy. You pray that God sincerely puts it in your heart, and you pray for people like that. You know, you might have somebody in your life you can't stand. Maybe you're getting ready to go to Thanksgiving, and it's like, oh, I can't stand this family member. Start praying for them now, right now. Not praying that they will be raptured by themselves. Praying that you and them will have a connection, that there'll be a breakthrough, that something will happen of kingdom sort that you can rejoice in the Lord in. That's the cool stuff, man. That's what we got to do. All right, we're going to break, come back, and then I'm going to tell you a story you have never heard before. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Flashing Ember Lights keep mom and dads of Caltrans safe. When you approach a Caltrans vehicle ahead with flashing Ember Lights, please remember to move over when it's safe to do so or slow down. It's the law.
For over a year, you have heard David Spoon say, if you have any questions about Thrivent Financial, to just call Ruth. And that's me. I'm Ruth Puentes. I'm a pastor's daughter. I have been with Thrivent Financial over 5 years. Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team taught me about money. I am happy to say that I am the first homeowner in my family, and I know that Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team can help you too. Thrivent is a great Christian company, and whether you are young or old, if you have a little to invest or a large portfolio you want reviewed, the La Jolla Gateway team is here to help you. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial partners with KPRZ to sponsor free workshops at local churches and pastor appreciation events and even the KPRZ Leadership Academy. Please call me, Ruth Puentes, at 858-455-5227 or email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
Christmas at Shadow Mountain Community Church is always the most wonderful time of year, and you're invited to join us in this season of celebrations. Each of our Sunday morning services in December will feature one of several guests and award-winning recording artists like Michael W. Smith, Steve Green, Babby Mason, and saxophone player Uriel Vega, along with Shadow Mountain's own 200-member choir and renowned orchestra. Through the power of stage theater, the ageless story of Christ's birth will be told in panoramic beauty. And Senior Pastor David Jeremiah will tell the beautiful story of Christmas from the Scriptures. The auditorium and campus will be dressed in holiday lights, and the tradition of Christmas will provide an experience that's sure to be a highlight for everyone. The celebration begins Sunday, November 30th. Find out more at shadowmountain.org or call 619-440-1802. Merry Christmas from the Shadow Mountain family.
It's always a delicious holiday at the French Gourmet, San Diego's finest full-service caterer since 1979. Too busy to cook? Make it a French Gourmet holiday. We do the cooking, you take the credit from the main course to the dessert. Don't worry, no one will ever know. The French Gourmet offers all the traditional trimmings from side dishes to delectable desserts. Impress your friends and family with a delicious feast from the French Gourmet. Make your holiday celebrations delicious and stress-free. The French Gourmet, voted best French restaurant, caterer, and bakery by the readers of La Jolla Light and the Beach Bay Press. Planning a holiday party, a corporate event, a wedding, or just a family get-together? You'll need the French Gourmet to cater delicious, prepared food and peace of mind. Call the French Gourmet at 858-488-1725. That's 858-488-1725. Or visit thefrenchgourmet.com. Thefrenchgourmet.com. The French Gourmet. When you use our services, you have excellent taste.
If you had a chance to stop paying your mortgage and turn your home equity into tax-free cash, well, why wouldn't you? The new reverse mortgage gives you that chance, and savvy homeowners are jumping at this life-changing opportunity to redefine their retirement. Mehran Aram, my friend who's the CEO and founder of the Aramco Group, one of only a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation, answers all your questions on the newly inspired reverse mortgage at his free educational workshop, Thursday, December 4th, 6 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel in San Diego. What's your mortgage payment now? Hundreds? Thousands? Use that money instead for something you've dreamed about. Regulations change soon, so don't put this off. If you and your spouse are over 62 years of age, get your seat reserved today and ask about the Retirement Protection Package from Aramco. Call 866-600-1130 or aramco.biz. Retire with confidence. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco. Aramco.biz.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back, oh my, to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just in case you want to know, you can reach the show if you send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Plus, check of the weather. We have weather. That's good to know. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway, who do excellent work. And here's all you have to know. You got a roof issue? Hey, here it is. ExcaliburRoofing.com. 760-743-8803. Or go to a search engine, type in Excalibur Roofing, check out their website, look at the pictures, look at all the waterproofing and different things that they do. Recognize if you have any new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, they're the people that you want to talk to. Because their work is as unto the Lord to the best of their ability. And that's pretty important when you're doing business, and pretty important when you're dealing with your roof. 760-743-8803, ExcaliburRoofing.com. We strongly, strongly, strongly encourage you, if you are in the realm of roof, to give them a call. And we're not saying DiMaggio.
Thank you for beating me to the punch. I was just going to say it.
I knew you were. Okay, I haven't done this before, so get ready. Here it is. Yesterday was November 17th. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct. Yesterday, Monday, November 17th, 2014.
On November 17th, 1997,
approximately 17 years ago, while the Carmel Mountain Shopping Center parking lot was full of people, Kelly Lahan was confronted at knife point by Jerry Milligan in an attempted carjacking. Marsha Mann came to Lahan's aid when she heard her screaming, and because of the interaction with Mulligan, he lost his grip, who was then able to break free. David Spoon, Chris Turner, and Chris Bronfer converged on Milligan from locations in the parking lot. Milligan walked through the parking lot, closely pursued by Spoon, Turner, and Bronfer. Milligan kept these men at bay with his knife. He came across Trisha Manbeck, who was stopped in her car in front of Primo Hair Salon. Milligan entered Manbeck's passenger seat and held a knife to her throat while yelling for her to drive. Manbeck was freed from the car with the assistance of Spoon, Turner, and Bronfer. Milligan was subsequently arrested and convicted for carjacking Manbeck and attempted to carjack Lahorn. Milligan was sentenced to prison, a 20-plus year sentence, by the way. The San Diego Police Department is extremely proud to honor David Spoon, who disregarded his own safety in order to assist Lahorn. His actions directly responsible for preventing serious injury on Mrs. Lahorn. It's a great pleasure that we award such an outstanding display of courage. So let me tell you what happened and what they're not telling you. Because that sounds really good, and that's an official police file. Okay, you listen to this? But that's not how that all happened. Let me explain something to you. This lady comes into Mervyn's, and she's screaming, "Help, help, there's somebody carjacking." It's screaming, right? So if you're in a thing and somebody's screaming, you typically you respond. We run out there. There's this guy, you know, goofy-looking guy, waving a knife around. You know, he tries to get into this other car. We're like, "Don't do that. Don't do that." So me and these two other guys are following him. We're following him all the way down from where Mervyn's was. I don't think it's there anymore. But all the way to Primo Hair. It's right by the sub place to the Togo Eatery. He gets into this car and puts a knife to this young girl's throat, okay? And he's threatening to kill her. So we converge on the car and open the door, and then out she's pulled, okay? So the guy jumps in her car and drives it like 30 feet and crashes into a tree right at the end of this little plaza. And we're all three like kind of ready to pounce. Now, this is exactly what happened. I'm just telling you what happened. And he has this knife, and he holds up the knife like he's going to throw it. And, you know, I'm a smarty pants. You know, that's my nature. And I said, "You got one knife, pal." I said, "And there's three of us, and there's no way you're getting away." You know what he does? Ducks back into the car. He had his little pouch. Comes out with two more knives. Now he's got three knives. So when I'm telling this in court, the courtroom's exploding with laughter, because how funny is that, right?
It's like throw them all at once.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the next thing, right? See, you can't do anything like that. And it was like, you know, people calling 911. You can hear everything that's going on. He threatens to kill us. I mean, the one guy, I'm not going to tell you who, but one guy kind of hides behind a tree. The only problem with hiding behind the tree, because he didn't want to get hurt, was the tree was like 3 inches wide. So kind of like a Levi move, you know, because he's not going to protect him. But it's unlikely the guy was going to do that thing. So yesterday, I came across this plaque and seen it. And it dawned, when I came across the plaque, it dawned on me. Yesterday was the anniversary of it. And here's what I want to tell you. You know, there wasn't, "Oh, you're so brave." No, I think that's not how that stuff works at all. I think sometimes that the Lord just uses us better than we are. Because if I would have thought that through, I wouldn't have done that. I'd just called the police. But it wasn't like a thinking process. And why I brought it up? You know what's the sad part is? I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to the people that were involved. I don't know what happened to Trisha Manbeck. I'd like to see how she is, how her life is. I mean, it's got to be an amazing. She's got her own amazing story. God helped her get free from a man that was going to, that had a knife to her throat that was going to kill her. Now, he eventually took the car, drove it further down, then because of the crash, then when he crashed in the tree, it broke down immediately, and they confiscated him. Then we went through the court process. And that's where I learned in court, just so you can know, you're not allowed to talk in court. You're only allowed to go, "Yes, no. No, yes," which was really frustrating, because it's like, what's the point of that? You know, it's like, because it's everything, all the questions are like preset and predetermined and so on and so forth. The reason I bring that up is, A, I bring it up because I think a part of me thinks that was really something cool to be involved with, to help save somebody's life like that in that capacity. And I should be praying for that person, and I should be witnessing. I don't even know, and I'm just saying this honestly. If anybody knows who Trisha Manbeck is from San Diego, send me an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. I'd love to get in touch with her and just see how she's doing. I started praying for her as soon as the Lord's put this on my heart, so I've been praying for her for like the whole day. I think it's important to understand, though, that when the Lord puts you in a position, even if it's beyond you because of him, you'll have the courage and the ability to do what needs to be done to help in the situation. Don't be afraid. You know, when Jesus talks about us having the right words to speak at the right moment when we're standing before the councils or we're standing before leaders, and, you know, he says, don't be afraid about what you're going to say. Sometimes the Lord just does stuff through you. And just being willing to be a vehicle is all it takes. And so I want to praise the Lord that he kept me safe, and then he kept the other guys safe, and he kept Trisha safe, and he kept Kelly safe, and all the people involved. And I just want to always be available for the Lord to use me for anything he wants. I just think we ought to live our lives that way. I mean, if the Lord did tell you tomorrow to sell your 401k and go to this place or that place, you would go, right? You would do it. Right? You would do whatever he asks you. Right? We always have to be willing, even if we have to lay down our lives. I think that's part of that deal, isn't it? That we get to live forever. I think that's part of that deal somewhere. So anyway, if anybody knows in any capacity, some of these people that I've been talking about, the real story, I've never shared that, huh? I never really told you much about that, huh?
No, first time.
It's kind of a weird... I'm not trying to self it like, oh, look at me. It's more like it just reminded me of this whole portion in life that I kind of forgot about. You know, kind of like don't think much about it. No wonder the Lord likes us to have memorials.
No, I was just going to ask, like, why you got involved. But, you know, after hearing the whole story, it's like, well, you know, if the Lord's calling you to do this, I mean, you have to do it.
Yeah, I think it was more instantaneous. I think that when the Lord needs you and I to do something and it's really important, we're going to do it. Because he's got that way of getting us to do things. And I think that's what happened. I don't think it would have been the same result if those two guys weren't with me. I mean, that's a big difference, having three guys follow one guy versus one guy. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot more dangerous. Just saying. So, and then after the whole thing happened, there's a big crowd out there and so forth. And I was just like, really? As I said this, it's the Carmel Mountain area. It's like, really? Nobody has a gun? Nobody has a gun around here. It's just like, you know, I was just thinking, if I was in Arizona, I'd have gotten help a lot faster from 14 or 15,000 different directions.
Hey, try Texas.
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes it's like, you know what they're doing in Israel, just to segue out of that. You know what they're doing in Israel is because of the horrible things that just took place at the temple. They're loosening the gun restrictions and letting people carry guns. See, in our country, it's like, take all the guns away. In Israel, it's like, load them up. Load them up. We'll stop this.
Somebody's backwards here, yeah. I don't think it's Israel.
Yeah. They've been prevailing for quite some time. So if you think about it, it's pretty interesting. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and then we've got more DDDs, more stories we want to cover. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere. Spinning wheel, got to
go round. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Learn about the new reverse mortgage with a free educational workshop. December 4th, 6 p.m. at the Crown Plaza Hotel in San Diego. Call 866-611-30 or romco.biz.
It's all over the news. Criminals using bold, innovative ways to steal your identity and take your money. As thieves get smarter, so does the need for smarter protection. That's why LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection, created LifeLock Ultimate Plus. It goes beyond just monitoring debit and credit card transactions. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your bank accounts, investment portfolio, even your retirement savings. Do you think your credit card company guards your bank accounts, or the
credit monitoring alone is going to stop your identity from being stolen? No one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Network does not cover all transactions.
Think of all the innovations that have made things better. From the rocket...
That's one small step for man.
...to the smartphone.
You are nearing your destination.
Innovations move us forward, and now there's one for your mortgage. We are CashCall, the mortgage lender that's designed to save. Thanks to our unique process and low overhead, today's CashCall 15-year fixed rate is 2.99%, 3.026 APR, and our fee is just $495 to close any loan, anytime. Call us at 866-590-CASH, and you may save money with a lower monthly payment. Pull tens of thousands of dollars out of your home, or maybe even do both. So call 866-590-CASH and watch your savings really take off.
3, 2, 1.
Because at CashCall, we're designed to save. Call 866-590-CASH today.
CashCall, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor host home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what does Team Kia of El Cajon mean to you?
I wanted to do business in a town and in a community that I live in, I go to church in, my kids go to school in. We know the teachers, we know the families. So any day you walk in that store, somebody in there knows somebody that goes to church at Foothills or goes to church at Shadow Mountain or Skyline.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Is the hardest part. Every day you get one more.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Oh, me, oh, my. So anyway, thanks for letting me share that story. I do want to say this segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery, a very good friend, Tommy Hawthorne and crew. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is the website. And if you're a person that's stuck, man, if you're just enslaved by drugs or alcohol and you're at the brink, these are the people to call. These are the ones that are helping people come back from the edge, so to speak. 619-797-7319. 619-797-7319 or GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com or just Genesis Recovery San Diego in any kind of search engine will get you to where you want to go. They're really helping people be introduced to two elements that are crucial, redemption and sobriety. It's Christ as the focal point in a 12-step recovery process, and they work with some of the hardest cases. So do not think you are too far gone. You are not. I also want to say that, you know, in lieu of that story I just shared, you know, a thought came to my mind that I think is pretty important, and that is this. You know, in that story, that's just like a one incident story. It's a very intense story if I sit there and like think about it. But, you know, people that do that type of thing for a living. So, for example, our firemen, our policemen, the people that volunteer to put themselves in harm's way for our benefit, the service industry, even people that are driving ambulances, that are getting people to the doctors, all those people that put themselves in that place are taking a risk in almost every shift that they do. And I'll tell you one thing, I could never be a policeman because I could not handle. For me, I could not handle that level of intensity. At least I don't think I can handle it well.
And I just, it gives me such an appreciation because I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I went through that experience one time. How would you like to have a career that's surrounded by stuff like that? It takes a real great spirit to be willing to put your life in a position where you will bring safety and benefit and blessing to others. And we do a lot of acknowledgement, certainly like the work that a pastor does and so on and so forth. But we don't have, and we try to be very careful on Veterans Day and on Memorial Day to make sure we give honor where honor is due. But I do want to say for all you out there that are policemen, for all you out there that are firemen, for all you out there that are driving ambulances, that are working, that are trauma medics, that do the things that are at crucial moments, I really appreciate you. Robo Producer appreciates you. And we as a community want to thank you for the love that you extend to us. You probably don't get a ton of attaboys. You probably don't get that all that off. Maybe you do. I don't know. But I just have such a great appreciation for people who do stuff like that because that's really sacrifice. I mean, what I do is this is kind of, well, for me, it's easy. I open my mouth and I talk. But what you guys do is put yourselves out there and for our benefit. So if you're a listening person in our radio audience and you come across somebody at your church or somewhere else that you're engaged with, even if you're just seeing in the officers or their firemen or whatever, and they're just having a cup of coffee, let them know that you appreciate it. You can just say thank you. There's no doubt in my mind how much they would appreciate that. There's no doubt in my mind how much they would be blessed by that. And let them know that you appreciate them. It's really important stuff. Because even in the case that we were in, the police, when they got there, They were marvelous at kind of pulling it all together for us and helping us calm down and, you know, take a deep breath and go through the process. They really did an excellent job. And I would say I've been a chaplain before, and I've worked with police on several occasions. And really, there's really just a special group of people and a great blessing. So, you know, it saddens me when you get stuff like that stuff that's happening in Ferguson and everybody's trying to take an issue and make it something different and blowing it up into the three different planets and weird stuff like that. Just be appreciative of some of the things that the people do around you. You don't, a job like that, a policeman, don't make a lot of money, but you certainly put yourself right there on the line on a pretty regular basis. So be appreciative. Let people know that. Okay. What I did is nothing. What they do on a regular basis, that's putting their life down. That's cool stuff. Okay? All right. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We got an unbelievable guest, a national case, and he's going to be with us in this next hour. Don't miss this. We've come a long, long way together. Have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.